Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tess, filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
We were talking about the Sunshine Class just a few minutes ago. Very excited to have on the phone some folks that know an awful lot about that.
Yes, ma'am. So I am Jonathan Schell, the Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture, one of the elected constitutional officers for the state of Kentucky. And the Department of Agriculture is the marketing arm and regulatory arm and all things promoting Kentucky agriculture across the state of Kentucky. Something that most people will be the most familiar with is whenever you see that sticker on the gas station pumps that tell you that they've been inspected and made sure that when you buy a gallon of gas, you get a gallon of gas. But we do a lot of things here at the Department of Agriculture, and one of the major things that we do is around ag marketing. Most of your listeners will be familiar with the Kentucky Proud program, and hopefully they're buying local and buying Kentucky Proud when they can. But the reason that we're on here today is because we have a unique opportunity that started about 3 years ago at the state fair, the Sunshine Class. What we have is a class in animal livestock showing. You know, you have different species, so sheep, goats, dairy cattle, beef cattle, et cetera, and on down the line. And in those different species, you have different classes, and kids and young adults all across the state of Kentucky compete. And the pinnacle of that is at the state fair. And what they're all trying to do is to get to that championship drive. And so Warren Beeler, my deputy ag commissioner, and Joe Goggins, a member of the state fair, a couple of years ago started a class called the Sunshine Class. And Warren has a special needs daughter. And so they wanted to allow for all these children that may have special needs throughout the state of Kentucky, who their siblings potentially are showing livestock and they never get to participate, and they don't get a chance to get that blue ribbon, to give them an opportunity to go out there and be just like every other child. And so that's what the Sunshine Class offers, is an opportunity for individuals with special needs to work in a show ring at the Kentucky State Fair, working with a mentor. The exhibitor will show the animal, and at the end, all are presented with a championship banner. This program provides the opportunity for these special needs children and youth to get hands-on experience with part of the agriculture industry, and we're excited about it. We're extremely proud of this program, and we want it to get so big that it's a problem. And so listeners out there, if they have children with special needs, or if they know someone who loves animals and has special needs and they want to come up, we'll make it as easy as possible. And the date of this event is August 22nd at 4 p.m., and it'll be in Broadbent Arena at the Louisville Expo Center during the state fair. And this is right before that championship drive, and so that entire arena will be filled up, and they'll be being cheered on by thousands of people. And we're so excited about this, and we love the partners that we have with Kentucky venues and the Special Olympics.
I'll tell you, I'm a mama of a special needs kiddo, and it's kind of like everything is coming back locally, right? Because this is, you know, a home of Broadbent. Of course, our Special Olympics here is a team that's really active that our community has just always really just kind of wrapped their arms around. And we're rich in, you know, livestock. We're big producers here in Caldwell. So, yeah. I mean, it was like all of it put together. And when I saw that flyer the other day, I was like, oh my God, because we've got some kids that are almost always in that championship ring.
Absolutely. And we're really excited about this program. Like I said, I have a niece who has Down syndrome, special needs, and, you know, this is really special to me in my heart. It's really special to several people that are here at the Department of Ag and at Kentucky venues, and we just can't wait. I wish it was tomorrow because just, you know, I tell people this all the time whenever I talk to groups about this project or about just the idea of pouring in to some of our more vulnerable citizens of the state. But you've never been loved until you've been loved by a special needs child. And my niece, she gives the best hug. She's got the best smile. She's got the best attitude. And I can't wait for this event to happen. If you do have listeners, or if you know people who want to sign up to participate, there's a sign up on the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's website, which is kyagr.com, and you'll find the Sunshine Class down at the bottom, and you'll be able to click on that and get signed up. Now, if you show up and you're not signed up, don't worry. We'll still figure it out. We'll make a way for you to be able to participate, but we're trying to get signed up so that we know how many volunteers that we need, how many mentors that we need, how many sheep that we need. And if you have any further questions, you can call here to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture and ask for Caitlin Fouts. She's our contact here at the Department of Ag.
Caitlin has been so sweet in getting me connected and talking to me. And I'll tell you, you've got such a good group of folks with big hearts up there. And I cannot say thank you enough.
Well, you're very welcome. It's a team effort. I just get the opportunity to be the face of this team. And people ask me all the time, what's the best part of being Commissioner of Agriculture? And I'll tell you, it is the people that work in this building. They're so passionate. They go to work every single day. They care about what they're doing. And this is an amazing group of people who work here in all aspects, whether you're checking gas pumps or you're working with livestock or you're in state vet's office, any job that's here, we've got some of the best people in Kentucky working at the department. To recap this, it's going to be on August 22nd at 4 p.m., right before the championship drive for the livestock shows at the State Fair, Broadbent Arena at the Louisville Expo Center. And the partners that we have currently with this is Kentucky Venues and the Special Olympics. And if you're wanting to participate, you can sign up on the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's website, kyagr.com. And here at the department, if you call up here, the contact that you're looking for will be Caitlin Fouts. And there's no age limit on this. So if you're special needs and, you know, 45 years old, you can come and participate too. And if you end up showing up and you didn't sign up, we'll find a way to make sure that you get to have that experience. But we just really appreciate your reaching out so that we can spread the word a little bit out in West Kentucky.
Well, I'm going to tell you, anytime you've got word to spread like that, you just you let me know. I'll help you bring the pom-poms.
I love it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Coffee Talk.
Good morning, Carla County.
Our chance to get together and catch up on what's going on in our area.
Thanks for letting me come over, you guys.
Got a show idea or something you'd like to share? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com.
Coffee Town to visit real soon.
For additional information on today's topics and past guests, visit our website at WPKYonline.com.
Y'all come back now.
Welcome home.
We'll be back soon. I promise.
Y'all come back.
1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton, an Edge Media Group station.